Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Basa, daf Samach Tes. Begin on the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, where we opened up with the Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of these Mishnais in this parak of Hamoichas Abayas, when you sell something unspecified, what's included in the sale? So the previous Mishnah spoke about Hamoichas Asasada. Someone sells a field, what's included in the sale of the field? So on that, the first item mentioned in the Mishnah was, included in the sale are the stones that are litzarka, that are necessary to be utilized in the services of the field. So the Gemara asks, Maya vandam shein litzarka, what are stones that are necessary for the utilization of the work that's being done in the field? So says the Gemara, Hocha Targimu, here in Bavli translated, that it's referring to avnei de'achva, which is after that they would reap the sheaves, the bundles that grow in the fields, they would leave it out to dry, and they would put stones on the bundles so that the wind doesn't blow them around. Those stones are necessary for the work that's done in the field. Those are included in the sale of the field. Ulamar, he gives a different interpretation. He says, avanam hasduros. It's referring to stones that are organized in the field, legeder, meaning to make a wall for the field. That's those stones that are necessary for the function of the field. Now, on this interpretation of Ula, the Gemara asks, but vatan rebchir, rebchirator, nebraisa, that it's avanam tzivurais legeder. It's referring to stones that are piled up for a wall, meaning even if they're not organized and piled up in an orderly way of a wall, still it's already considered a permanent utility of the field to be sold with the field, even though it's just piled together, not organized as a wall, one stone on top of the other. So the answer is the Gemara today. No, you should read in that Braisa of Rebchi, it's Siduris, that it has to be ordered one on top of the other to be used as a wall, like Ula had said, and therefore it's not difficult for Mechia on Ula. Now the Gemara explains, and this is similar to what the Gemara usually does when it says Amamar, when it comes to explain, where now the Gemara is going to explain these two interpretations of Hachar Targimu and of Ula, and what are these Avanim Shein Litzarka, based on the Machlekes Remei and Rabbanim. Where the Gemara says, Hachar Targimu Avnei De'achva. The first interpretation said that what are these Avanim Shein Litzarka in the field, are referring to these stones that are used as a weights to hold down the sheaves. So says the Gemara, Lira Meir, according to Meir, that he says, later on the Fayin Chesem Abeis and Perka Meir Chesesvina, he says that if someone sells a vineyard, including the sale of the vineyard, are the tashmishe kerem, are the utilities that's necessary in the function of the vineyard. Now, the inference of that opinion of Remeir is that he's coming to dispute the Rabbanon and to say that even those utilities that are not sold according to Rabbanon with the vineyard, because they're not so permanent in the vineyard, Remeir holds that they are sold. Now, therefore, regarding any tashmish of the kerem or of the fields that we learn in all our Mishnayas, we need to explain how, according to a mayor, is it going to be considered sold? And according to Rabban, it's not going to be considered sold because, again, a mayor extends what's sold in the unspecified thing, as we see later on, Daf Ayin Chomes Chesam Beis, more than Rabban. So, David, that's what the Gemara is coming to explain, that according to a mayor, these Avni De'achva, these stones that are used as weights, that they're sold and included with the sale of the field, that's because the Misaknon, even if they're just prepared and were designated for the utility of the bundles, afagavdule machsan, even if they weren't even yet placed in the field yet, rather they're still outside the field, it doesn't make a difference. Now, it's for that purpose that Remeir said over there on Ayin Ches, that Machar kol tashmishi kerem, all utilities of the vineyard are sold with it. What does he come to add? He's coming to include in the sale of the field even those utilities that are not yet even placed yet in the field. But since they were designated for the purpose of the field, they're included in the sale. Now, Rashbam says, although that we learned of Samachim Abeis, that what the Gemara says, that even Remeir says only by when it's Kaviyah. So says Rashbam, here by the Avnei De'achva, since they were prepared for the purpose of the field, they're called kaviya already, even if they're not yet attached to the ground, they're not even in the field itself, it's already considered like as if it's permanently for the utility of this field, because it's not normal to move it to another field or to lend it out, so that would also qualify for what it's considered, that it's considered kavua. But again, to Kondra Meir, all you have to have is that the stones were prepared for the utility, even if they're not even placed in the field. But the Rabbanon, that they say that no, not every utility of the vineyard is sold together with the sale of the vineyard. Rather, it has to be these things that are designated primarily for a major utility in the vineyard or the field. So they would hold that these Avni De'achva would not be sold with the field in the unspecified sale, only if Hu De'machsan, only if they're already placed into the field. And that's what the Gemara is going to do with all these different interpretations. How do we divide and show that a meir is more extensive and expansive than the Pinya Rabbanim? So the Gemara moves on to the second interpretation. So he said that Ula the Amar Avanim has seduris legeder. According to Ula, that he said that what are these Avanim that are Litzarka of the field that are including the sail are these stones that are organized as a wall for the field, which Rashbam points out that obviously that when Ula said that interpretation, he was saying anonymously like the Rabbanan, because the Kondra Meir, as the Gemara is going to explain, you actually don't need them to be seduris organized, they just have to be designated and prepared for that purpose of being for a wall in the field. So that's what the Gemara explains. Lira Meir, according to a Meir, it would mean the Misaknan Afagav Dele Sidron. It would be enough if they were designated for the purpose of being these walls of the field, even if they weren't yet organized one on top of the other. They're already considered and included of Kol Tashmishei Karim, and in this case regarding the stones of the field. Now, but according to Rabbanan, it's not going to be sold with the field until it's Hudas Sidron, until they already were organized one on top of the other, where that's already a large act for a permanent utility. That, according to Rabbanan, would be the case of Ula's definition of Avanam Shem Litzarka, of Avanam Hasiduris. Gemara moves on to the next item of the Mishnah. Mishnah said, what's also included in the unspecified sale of a field is Vesakonim Shebekerim Shein Litzarka. Where if, let's say, you have a vineyard in the field, the vineyard's being sold with the field, and in that vineyard, the reeds that are in the vineyard that are necessary for the vineyard are going to be sold together with the unspecified sale of the field. So the Gemara asks, Kanem Maya Vadetayu, what exactly are reeds doing here? What are the necessity of reeds for a vineyard that they're growing at all in a vineyard? Because generally, and that's the Gemara's assumption in this question, is that when we're talking about reeds, we're talking about in where they grow. Similar to another case of the Mishnah, which talks about Chitzas HaKonim, which is when you have a large bushel of reeds. But what are reeds necessary, and what are they even doing in the vineyard? So Ami Debei Rabbi Yanai, it was said in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, it's talking about Konim HaMecholakim. We're talking about not reeds that are growing from the ground. We're talking about a reed that was already detached and then was peeled. Shemamidim Tachas HaKfanim, where they put them under the vines to hold them up. Because the vines fall on the ground, they get ruined. The grapes have to be up in the air, but they're not like a tree. That's what these reeds are here. They're like sticks holding up the vines. So again, the Gemara explains the difference between Ramei and Rabbanan and according to their interpretations of what's sold together with an anonymous sale of a field. L'Ramei, according to Ramei, that the Mishafian, that he says that it would have to be just smoothed and prepared for that purpose, Avagav D'Lei Mukman, even if it wasn't yet placed in the vineyard, that it's not standing upwards in the ground holding up the vines, it already is considered sold with the vineyard. But the Rabbanan, with the Mukman, again, the Rabbanan would have to be that not only did you prepare it, but that you already placed it into the vineyard, then it would be sold together with the sale of the field and the vineyard. Next item in the Mishnah was, Vesatfua hamechuberes lekarka b'chulu. So too, the grain that's still attached to the ground, when you're selling the field, it includes that grain. So the Gemara explains the chiddush in this is va'avagav demetoy lemechzen. Even though it already reached the time of reaping, where you would have thought to say that what's called kolo'imid leketzer kekatzer dami, whatever is ready to be cut is already halachically like it's cut. Even so, regarding a sale, since it's still attached, it's sold together with the field. Now, because as Rashbam points out, how the Gemara knows this is because if it wasn't yet the time of reaping this grain, the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell you that it's sold together with the field, because obviously it would be sold because the field is being sold right now. Now, the consumer is not going to let the seller maintain his grain over here till they mature, and neither is the seller going to be reaping them now because they're not fit to be reaped yet. So obviously that would be sold. So rather, if the Mishnah is saying that case of Tefuah Mechuberes LaKarka, it must be saying even if it's ready to be reaped, but if it wasn't, then it's automatically sold with the sale of the field. Then the Mishnah said, "Veschitzas hakonim shebechusa mebeis roiva." When you have a bushel of reeds, which that is what grows in its own place, if it's less than a quarter of a kav, then it's not so significant. Then it's going to be sold together with the field. So again, the Gemara explains the chiddush is va'avagav dalimi. Even though this bushel of reeds are very strong, so you would think it's considered a significant thing. That's not the case because we go based on how much space it takes up in the field. And since it takes up less than a quarter of a kav, it's not so significant. And therefore, it's sold together with the field when it's unspecified, which again, the Gemara is going through all the different cases of the Mishnah and explaining them. So then the Mishnah said, Vesa shemeira she'ina suya betit. So to the watchman's hut, if it's not plastered with clay, it's not so significant, it's going to be sold together with the field. Explains the Gemara, the Chiddush is, avakav de lekfiya ba'ara. Even if it's not even attached to the ground, so it's movable, you would think it has no relevancy to the sale of the field, and that the Chiddush is, even so, it's going to be considered secondary to the field and is sold together with the field. Then the Mishnah said also, v'sachar v'sheina murkav, if you have a carob tree that's not old yet, so it's not used for grafting, and v'espesula sashikamor, the sycamore tree when it's young, these things are not so significant, they're sold together with the field. The Chiddush is, again, avagav talimi, even though they're strong, so you think that gives it its own significance, it's not the case, since it's still young, it's sold together with the field. Now, then the Mishnah goes, what's not sold together with the unspecified sale of the field? Avaloy macher, but what's not sold together with the field, is as avanim she'ena letzarka, regarding the stones that are not necessary for the field itself. So what this means is, again, according to both interpretations of what are avanim she'ena letzarka, here now, what's not letzarka is basically a step down, so it's not yet the stage of letzarka, and then the Gemara is going to explain them both according to Rami and the Rabbana. So explains the Gemara, which this is going with the first interpretation of Avne Dechaf, the Achfa, which are the stones that are used to weigh down the sheaves. Says the Gemara, L'Rameir, according to Rami, what that would mean is, what's not considered yet Avon Meshein Letzarka, are Dulei Mesaknan, that it's not even yet prepared or designated yet for that purpose, so yeah, then you're right, it has no Tashmish Tzada at all, because it's just a good old stone. L'Rabbanan, it would be Dulei Machsan. According to Rabbanan, even if you prepared it to be that stone, but if you didn't yet place it in, so then it's not considered yet a permanent and distinct utility, because according to Rabban has to be placed in, that would already be considered She'ein Litzarkon and would not be sold with the field. Now, Ulu Ula, according to the other interpretation of Ula, the Amar Avanim Hasiduis Legeder, that he defined what is considered Litzarka are these stones that are already organized to be used as a wall of the field. So what's considered not Litzarka? What's a step down? The Remeir is Dilema Sak. Now, according to Remeir, would be that it's not even prepared, because according to him, prepared already makes it Litzarka. And the Rabban, according to Rabban, would be that it's not organized, even though it was designated, that would already make it that not Litzarka, not sold with the field. So to the Mishnah continued, so to the reeds that are in the vineyard that are not yet for the purpose of the vines, that's not going to be sold with the vineyard, with the field. So again, the Gemara explains, L'Remeyer would mean Dilema Shafin. According to Meir would be that it was not even smoothed out to be made as these sticks. L'Rabban and Dilema Mukman. According to Rabban, even if you made it into the sticks, as long as it wasn't yet placed in the vineyard, it's not yet considered L'Tzarkai and not sold with the field. So to the Mishnah continued, and these are inverses of the Reisha, V'loya satvu hatalusha min hakarka, and neither the grain which is already detached from the ground, that's not sold with the field. So the Gemara explains the Chiddush is that va'avakav detzrich la'ara. Even if the grain still needs the land, meaning it has to be spread out in the field after the reaping because of earing it out from the bad odor of the ground or to dry it out, even though you need it, but since it's detached, it's not considered intrinsic and part of the field, and therefore it's not sold with the field. So to v'loyas chitzis ha'konim shi beis raiva, neither is the bushel of the reeds, that if it takes up the space of a quarter of a kav, that's not sold with the field. And that the Gemara says, the chiddush is v'avagav dektini, which is the opposite of how the Gemara explained is the chiddush of the reisha, where even if the reeds are thin, but since it takes up a lot of space, it's not going to be sold together with the field, it's going to consider its own distinct thing. Now, Amr Reb Chiya bar Abba, Reb Yechon, he explains this halacha, that loy chitzis ha'konim belvat. We didn't say that this halacha that's not being sold together with the field only by this bushel of reeds, which is a distinct thing that takes up a quarter of a kav in the ground, that there they said that it's not sold with the field. Ela rather, says Reb Chiya bar Abba, afila ruga katana, even a small row, which is not a quarter of a kav, and Jigmar just picked a case of shel besamim, of fragrant spices, because that's something that's commonly has what the Gemara says next, v'yesh l'shem b'fnei atzma. So it has its own distinct name. But the truth is, this would apply to anything that has its own distinct name, that ein nemkaras ima is not sold together with the field. Now, so the reason why the Mishnah, however, picked the case of chitz ha'konim to tell you a measurement of if it's more than a kav or less than a kav, is because that's something that is very absolute, where we know that if it's a base roiva, then it has its own name, and if not. But the truth is, that's what the Gemara is explaining, it would apply to anything that has its own distinct name, like this small row of besamim, that it would not be sold with the field. Now, that the Gemara actually explains, Amar HaPapa, which is coming to explain how do you have this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan that has its own name, says, V'hudu karlo varda de plani, where it's called that this is the roses of that person, meaning the aruga sabaisim, it's the row of the fragrant spices of that person, meaning it gets its own designation, its own name, then it already is not sold together with an unspecified sale of a field. Now, so to the Mishnah continued, B'lo ha-shemeira ha-suyi betit. Neither is the watchman's hut that was already plastered with clay, that's not included in the sale. Now, the Gemara says, the chiddush is, va'avagav de mechabra. This is even if the hut is attached, bi'ara, to the ground. So you would think maybe it's considered part of the field. And that the chiddush is that, no, since it's plastered with clay and it's distinct and it has its own name, so then it would be like when if someone sells a field, that he's not selling the house with the field. Because actually a house is not included in the field, a house is included in the courtyard, but it's not included in the field, so to over here, this hut is already like its own house, and therefore not included in the sale of a field. Now the Girsa takes out these parentheses and continues with a related discussion of Boi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asked the following question. Now the reason why the Gemara brings this question over here is because of the halacha of our Mishnah, which we just differentiated in this watchman's hut, the Shemeira, between if it was plastered with clay or if it wasn't plastered with clay. So therefore the Gemara brings this question of Rabbi Elazar over here, which also differentiates between if it was made with clay or if it was made just with pegs. Now the case that Rabbi Elazar is talking about is regarding someone that sells his house to his friend. Now the question is, Malbanei shel pesachim mahu. What's the halacha if he sells him his house? Is it included these blocks of the door frame? In other words, these are boards that are made around the doorpost and on the top and on the bottom where the door closes on that. Are those blocks included in the sale of the house? So the Gemara explains. Heicha de mechabri, where it's attached into the wall of stone, betina with clay. So these blocks, these door frame, is attached to the actual structure of the house. And that says Gemara Leiti Bayalach. That you don't have a question. Do mechaber, because ultimately it's attached and therefore it's part of the house itself. So of course it's going to be included in the sale of the house. Kiti Bayalach. When would you have the question? Is the Nikiti Besichi, if it's attached with pegs, which is easy to undo. There the question is, my world the halacha be. In other words, do we say that it's not so integral for the opening of the doorway itself, and therefore it's not being included in the sale, or not? Does the Gemara take or let it stand? It's not answered. Continues the Gemara. By Rabbi Zeira. Zeira says, in other words, if you're going to say that these blocks of the doorway, which are attached with pegs, are included in the sale of the house, now maybe there you would say, because that's made to strengthen the structure of the house. But therefore, the question is, continuing on, even if you say that it is included in that case, but these blocks of the windows, which is also like in the frame of the window, which are attached with pegs, why would the halacha be over there? As the Gemara explains. Do we say that the window frame, that these blocks are around the perimeter in the inside, that that's made just for beauty, and therefore that's not going to be sold with the sale of the house? Maybe do you say, since it's attached, even though with pegs, then mechabri, so it's attached and it's going to be sold together with the sale of the house, just like we say regarding the door frame of the door. Now Rashbam does say, but if let's say it was attached with clay, even by the window, he says that wouldn't be a question. Of course, it would be considered part of the structure of the house and sold together with the house. So the Gemara take or let it stand. It's not clear what the answer would be. Third question, Boyer Birmia says Malbunei shel kari hamita mahu. These blocks of the legs of a bed. What's the halacha? In other words, they would make these blocks of wood that they would put beneath the legs of the bed so that it shouldn't become ruined from the ground, which they had, their floors were made out of dirt. Now, his question is, even if you're going to say that regarding the doorways and the windows, those blocks around the window and the door are sold with the house, that's because they're attached at least with pegs. But here, where it's not attached on the bottom at all, as the Gemara is going to actually explain this, that's the question, is it sold with the bed or not? As the Gemara explains, if these blocks are moved together with the bed, in other words, they're attached, whether through pegs or with nails, So then says the Gemara, you're right, like Tiboylach, that you don't have a question, Domatali, because it's moved together with the bed, and of course it's part of the bed and it's sold with the bed. Kitiboylach, when you're going to have this question, is Hecha Delay Matali, if it's not moved together with the bed. My, what's Alacha? Do we say that, but it's used in the utility of the bed and if it's part of that sale, or not? So the Gemara, take it, let it stand, it's not clear what the answer would be. Now, the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah, what else is not included in the sale of the field is Veloyas Charav Hamurkav, regarding the carob tree that is grafted, when it's already an older, more distinct type of a tree, and Veloyasad Nashikma, neither the sycamore tree, which is already, they already started cutting off the branches, which means say that it's already a lot of branches, it's already an older tree. So that the Gemara explains, according to the Girsa of the Bach, is that V'avagav Dikatini, even though that the branches are small, but again, since it takes up that larger space, it's already older, it's already more distinct, then it's going to be not going to be included in the sale of the field, etc. Now, as we continue on to Mid Bay, the Gemara asks, but not in the Mili. From where do we know this halacha that the Mishnah is telling us that when you have this Charav Hamurkav and the Sadan Hashikama, that they're not including the sale of the field? Now, once we're telling you in the Mishnah that they're not including the sale of a field, so obviously we know that even if the one who's selling the field is going to say kol mashta b'teicha, whatever is inside of the field, says Rashbam, they still would not be included in the sale of the field. Because the Mishnah tells us, benkach, whether he said kol mashta b'teicha or not, loy macher, you're not going to be included in the sale. In other words, when you say kol mashta b'teicha, whatever is inside the field, that doesn't help only to add on certain utilities of the field that are not so permanent. For example, reeds or stones that were not yet fixed and designated for the purposes of the field, but it's for that they're there for, and that's what's being included in the words of Kamasha B'teicha. But regarding a Charav Hamurkav and the Sadan Hashikama, that as the Gemara is going to tell us, the pasuk teaches us that they're considered like their own field, and therefore, if let's say one would imagine that someone has three fields, and someone sells to someone else the two outer fields, and he says, and whatever's inside of it, I'm selling to you. The sale is not going to include the third field that's in between those two outer fields. So too here explains Rashbam that the Charav Hamukam and the Sadan Hashikma would not be included in the sale, even if he says Kol Mashta B'teicha, because it's considered like its own field. So now the Gemara says, where do we know this from? So it says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav. Because the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, V'yakim Ste Ephron Hasheba Machpelah B'Gomer, that the field of Ephron, which was with this doubled cave that was there, B'Gomer, etc., where the Pasuk says, and all the trees that were in that field, that were in the entire boundary around, all that was given over to Avraham Avinu, which that story in the Torah is talking about where Ephron sold his field to Avraham Avinu, unspecified. They just sold him the field, as it says there in the Pasuk. Nasati kesev asada, etc. Avraham Avinu says, I gave the money of the field. And Ephron responds, okay, it's 400 coins. So it wasn't specified anything, he just sold him the field. And even so, Avraham Avinu automatically acquired all the trees, like it says over there in the pasuk. But Yochum stay Ephron, that the field of Ephron got up, and says in the pasuk, v'chala eitz asher b'chal gvul esav, and all the trees that were around the entire perimeter were all included, so that by Avraham Avinu buying an unspecified field, he automatically acquired all the trees. Now, the problem is that the words asher b'chal gvulai, that were in the entire boundary, is superfluous, because the pasuk could have said, and all the trees that were in the field, which obviously are in the boundaries of the field. So what do those words come to teach us? And that the Gemara says is coming to tell us the following drasha. Only those which need the boundaries surrounding the field. In other words, those trees are going to be acquired automatically with the acquisition of an unspecified sale of a field, because they need the boundary that surrounds the field, that people should not contest on those trees to say, wait a second, those are not your trees of your field, they're mine and my field and I planted them. So those are like thin types of trees that don't have their own unique designation, their own name. And therefore it could be forgotten who planted them. So therefore those are the types of trees that you need to have them, a boundary surrounding them of the field. That says the Gemara, Yatsu Elu, that excludes these cases that we're discussing in our Gemara of Charav Hamukam and Sadan Hashikama, because they're large and they're distinct, and the word gets out, and everybody knows whose they are and whose land they were planted. She'ain Tzrichin L'Gvul Tzaviv, that they don't need the boundary surrounding it to show whose it is. Therefore, those things are not included in this field, and they would not be automatically sold with the sale of an unspecified field. And as we're explaining, they're like their own field in their own right. And that's the source for this halacha of the charev hamurkav and the sadan hashekma, that they're not included in the sale of the field. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara adds another halacha from this pasuk that we just brought. Amar of Mesharshi says, Mekan, from this pasuk, we learn that limitsara min ha-tayra. We learn that the halacha regarding boundaries from a Torah source, that someone who buys a field buys, including the sale, the boundaries themselves and all the trees that are planted on the boundaries. Now, the reason why, how we see this, that the boundaries are part of the field, because that's what the word saviv seems to connote, that all the trees that are planted in the boundary of the field, which are saviv hasada, that's around the field, that's the boundary, that Avram Avinu also acquired in the sale of the field. So you see that even those trees that are on the boundary are included in the sale of the field. Now the Gemara continues with a related discussion. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Hayman de mazmin ara lechaver, regarding someone who sells a piece of land to his friend, so tzarech lemichtav le, he has to write in the document as follows. Kenilach, acquire for you, not just the field, but also diklin, where these are the palm trees, meaning they're where they're already mature trees. Vitalin, those are the saplings, which are the young trees. And vahutzen vitzitzen, which these are also different types of palm trees. Explains the Gemara, because va'avagab dechilei chasav lehachi kani, because even if he wouldn't write these words in the document, the buyer would automatically acquire these trees, because that's the halacha we said in our Mishnah. If someone sells an unspecified field, I mean a field that's, and he doesn't specify what's included, what's not, so the Mishnah said, even a carob tree, if it's not murkav, or a sycamore tree that's still young, is going to be included in the sale, and as we've said before, for sure, all the other trees. Because the only thing that the Mishnah says is not included in the sale is a charev hamukav and sadna shikama, which are very chasha, but all other trees, a palm tree, is automatically included in the sale of the field. A falachi says the Gemara, even so, shufr d'shtarhu, even so, it's the betterment of the utility of the document, you should write this anyway. Why? Because even if, let's say, the buyer is going to come in front of an erroneous court, judges that don't really know Jewish law very well, they will ultimately reward him these trees, because it's going to be explicit in the document. So, yeah, although really, halachically, he automatically gets it anyway, but the court might not say, they say, oh, it doesn't say anything, it just says the field. They might not be learned in Jewish law, so therefore, it should be written in the document anyway. Now, the Gemara continues and says the following halachas. Omar Lei, if a seller says to a consumer, Ara Vidikli, I'm selling you land and palm trees. Now, those are two different sales. He's telling him, A, this field I'm selling you, and which means that you can acquire the field and all the trees that grow inside of it, because as we said in the Mishnah, trees are automatically included in the sale of the field. And moreover, he's telling him, I'm selling you palm trees, which is somewhere else. Because he didn't say, as we'll see actually one of the cases in the Gemara later on, Ara Bidikli, that I'm selling you the land with the trees inside of it, which that would sound like the trees are inside of it. Rather, he says, Ara Vidikli, land and palm trees. So says the Gemara Chazina. So we see, E is le dikli, if the seller has other palm trees somewhere else besides this field, so yav le trade dikli. So he has to give him two palm trees, meaning besides the field that he's selling him with all those trees that are inside of that field that's being sold with it. Because again, as we said, this is a different sale, and the minimum of the plural that he used of dikli are two. So he has to give him a field and two other palm trees somewhere else. Now, ve lesle, and if he doesn't have two other palm trees, so zavon le trade dikli, so he has to go ahead and buy for himself, for the purpose of what he was selling to this person, two palm trees that he shouldn't be considered what's called in the Gemara b'metziyah b'chusra amana, a lack of faithfulness, because that was what he stipulated, that he's selling him, besides this field, two other trees. Or, as Rashbam says, he has to give him back from his money, from the sale money, the worth of two palm trees. Now, v'mishabdi, let's say he has two palm trees, but there's a lien on them, they're indebted to a certain lender. So then Parkley, trade dikli, has to redeem them from the lender and then give it to this person that he sold it to. A different case, which we alluded to before. Arabidically, which is, he's telling him, I'm selling you a field with the palm trees inside of it. And that says the Gemara Sochazina. So we see, e isbidically, if the field has palm trees in it, so yavli, so then he gives him that field with the trees inside of it. Vilav, and if it doesn't have those trees, then mekach toyus. So then it's actually an erroneous acquisition because he lied and he has to give him back the money. It's an invalid transaction. Now, Rashbam says, although we know the halacha is, as the Gemara says, the Kedushin of Membeis, that there's no enough for karkois, there's no halacha of overcharging something when it comes to properties, For example, that's if you charge more than a sixth. But there's still the halacha of a mekach tois, where this was not the intention that we made up that I'm coming to buy. I thought that I'm buying a field that has trees in it, like he told them, and there wasn't. So that, even regarding karka, that would invalidate the transaction. Another case. Let's say it says, ara beidikli, not ara bidikli or ara vidikli, which are the previous two cases, but rather ara beidikli, which sounds like he's saying that it's a piece of land that's fit for palm trees. And that says the Gemara, lestly, there actually the consumer does not have dikli. He does not have rights to palm tree. In other words, if there's no palm trees in the field, that's not a mekach tois. What's the reason? Because on that, the Gemara explains what his words mean on Arabe Dikli is the Chazila Dikli Kamale. He's telling him it's a type of land that's fit and it's a good type of a place to plant palm trees. Now, Rashbam does point out, if that field actually does have palm trees, it most definitely is included in the sale for the Lekech, because that's for sure included in the words that he's saying when he says that it's a land that's fit for palm trees that I'm selling you. In other words, that if there are palm trees in it, would then translate as that the palm trees that's inside of it, they are good over there. They will carry a lot of fruit. So, of course, it would be included, but if it doesn't have, it's not a mekach tois. Continues the Gemara. Amar Leh, if the seller says to the consumer, I'm selling you a field, levar mi dikla planya, except for that palm tree. So, and that says the Gemara Chazina. So we see. If that tree that he pointed out, that he's saying, I'm selling you this field without that tree, is a fine tree. In other words, it's from one of the good trees which they carry fruit. So then says the Gemara, obviously, shiurishari. Obviously, he was only intending to reserve for himself that one tree because he wanted to still have some benefit, at least a little bit, from the field that he's selling. But the consumer de lekech acquired everything else that's in that field. But says the Gemara, idik lebishuhu, if that tree that he said besides that tree was an inferior tree, even if there are trees that are actually worse from it, but still they call this tree a bad tree, now what would call something a bad tree? For example, let's say it doesn't carry a kav of peiros, of dates. Because if it would carry a kav of dates, it wouldn't be called a bad tree. As the Gemara says in general, on that, like we said on the Chavav Meralev, if a date tree carries, if it produces at least a kav of dates, you're not allowed to cut it down, that's the Issa Bal Tashchis. But if it doesn't carry a kav of dates, and it's called a bad tree, and he said besides that one, then says the Gemara, then kol shekin hanach. Then for sure the better trees, he's also including in what he wants to reserve for himself, and is not being included in the sale of the field. And in other words, that's what he's telling him. He's saying that even that bad tree, I'm saving for myself. Now, but Rashbam points out, however, if there is in that field trees that are actually worse off than that tree, then they would be included in the sale of the field. Because this, the Gemara says, Kol Shekin Hanach, refers to only the trees that are better than that bad tree. So they're not going to be included. So although when you pick out one, it depends. If the one you're picking out is a good tree, so it's only that one. If you're picking out a bad one, what we translate you're saying is that even that one, but for sure the good ones are also not included in the sale of the field. Continues the Gemara. Amar Lei, if the seller sells to the buyer, I'm selling you a field, levar mi ilani, except for trees. Now, so we see and we analyze as follows. E isli ilani, if he has in this field other trees, for example, like olives and figs and apples and all other trees, besides for date palm trees and grapevines, which they're not usually called ilani, they're not usually called trees. So then says the Gemara, so labar milani. So that's what it's telling him, that he's selling him the field, but the trees that are on, whether they be olives or dates or figs or apples, they're not going to be included in the sale of the field because he excluded them from the sale of the field and they kept it for himself. Now, as Rashbam points out, this halacha is obvious because he's saying he's not selling the trees. It's only because the Gemara wants to tell us the next cases of when, let's say, he has not just trees, but he has trees and grapevines. And he says, except for trees, what that's going to refer to. That's why it says the obvious case of when there's trees. And he says, besides for trees, the tree's not included in the sale. But continues the Gemara. Let's say, e isle dikli. Let's say in that field, he only has date palm trees, and he does not have any other trees. And when he sold this date palm field, because that's the only trees that there are, he said, except for the ilanis, except for the trees. So there most definitely says the Gemara, then lavar medikli. Then he's going to be selling the field except for the date palm trees. Because these are the things that he's leaving out, because although you're right, generally, we don't usually call the date palm trees ilanis. Rather, they're usually called dekalin, because first of all, they're very chashev, and because most of the trees were dekalim, were these date palm trees, so it had its own name. But since there are no other trees here in the field except for these dekalim, so when he said lebar milane, it obviously was going on the dekalim, on the date palm trees. Now, I is le gufni. Let's say in that field, he only has grapevines. And the one who's selling the field, obviously in the field, when you sell it, would usually include the grapevines. But once he's saying lebar milane, except for the trees, and in this field there's only grapevines, so obviously he means lebar migufni. Obviously he's selling to him the whole field except for the grapevines. Now, if let's say in this field there's ilani vigufni, there are other trees and grapevines. And when he sells the field, he says, I'm selling it to you except me ilani, except for the trees. So there he's going to include in the sale of the field everything, even the grapevines, lebar milani, except for those other trees. And the reason for that is because grapevines usually are not called ilanis, not called trees. And therefore, it's incumbent upon the seller to clarify that he wanted to hold on to the grapevines also for himself. And since he didn't specify, he just said except for the ilanis, so therefore the buyer has the upper hand, and he says that, well, that only includes the other trees, but the grapevines, which are not usually called ilanis, are going to be included in the sale of the field. Let's say he has ilani vidikli. Let's say he has in the field other trees, let's say olive or figs or apples, and dikli and date palm trees. So the halacha is that everything is included in the sale of the field, lebar milani, except for those other trees. And the reason for that is, as we said before, because the kolam are not called ilanis. Let's say he tells him, lebar milani, I'm selling this field except for the trees, and in this field there's only gufni vidikli. There's no other trees. There's only the two things that we said are usually not called trees, where are grapevines and date palms. So that says the Gemara, that's lebar migufni. The halach is going to be that the date palms are going to be included in the sale of the field, and it's the grapevines that he's excluding, that he's keeping for himself. And the reason for that is because if you're going to contrast grapevines to date palm trees, then for that, gefanim would be called ilanis. And because grapevines are at least more including the category of an ilan, more than what date palms are, which are the most distinct and most not like a regular tree. And therefore, since he specified only the ilanis are not included, that's going to be the grapevines and not the date palms. Now, Amar Rav. Rav says, and Rav's going back on this halacha where we said that if, let's say, someone's selling a field and he says, except for the ilanis, except for the trees. So Rav's coming to explain, so the ilanis are not included in the sale of the field. But what's considered an ilan? What's considered a tree that's not included in the sale of the field? If, let's say, they're very small, they're not yet considered yet a tree. So on that, Rav qualifies and he says, Kol she'oilun lo'y bechevel, any tree that, to get up, to take off the fruits from the tree, you have to get up there by rope, have a shear, that's going to be what's excluded. That's considered a tree. Now, as the Gemara is going to explain, here Rav is talking about a date palm tree, which is very high, and the fruits grow very high up. That's a tree that's excluded. But if it doesn't require a rope to get up to the top, that's not considered being left out when he says chutz mi'ilani, because that's not considered a full-fledged tree. Now, however, as we continue top of Ayin Med Aleph, says the Gemara, but the judges of the diaspora, they say, which is a reference to Shmuel and Karna, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of the Sanhedrin, that kol sha'il koivshay, where they used to plow with the cattle, and they would go around the trees. Now, if the yoke would bend over the tree, that's what it says kol sha'il koivshay, if the yoke of the animal would bend the branches of the tree, and the ox would continue walking, and the tree wouldn't hold back the ox, so that's not considered yet a significant growth, it's not considered a tree, and therefore lo have a shear, and therefore that's not going to be left out when he says chutz mi'ilani. Now the Rashbam does point out, but if there are no other trees growing there in the field besides these small trees, obviously that would be excluded, just like we said by dikli, even though it's not called ilani, but if it's the only one, obviously that's what we refer to here also. But again, in general, if there are bigger trees, and then you have trees which could be bent when the animal's walking, it wouldn't block the animal, that's not considered yet an ilan. And therefore, kol she'ena oil kaivsha, if the yoke would not, if let's say the yoke would not be able to bend the branches, then have a shear, then that would be considered an ilan, and that would be left out of the sale of the field. Now the Gemara explains, devolei pligi, actually Rav and the Dayana Gaila do not disagree, because ha bedikli, Rav, as we alluded to before, he's talking about by a palm tree, where they grow very high, then the qualification of a tree would be if you need a rope to get up to the top. Ha Bilani. But the Diyana Gaila are talking about by other trees where that the criterion is based on if the yoke could bend the branches or not. Now the reason for that is because the measurement of getting it by rope doesn't apply to other trees, because actually you can climb up to other trees even without a rope, even if they grow very high, because of the branches that are sticking out, which you don't have by a palm tree, which grows straight up from its trunk. Now, moreover, actually, Rashbam points out that the measurement of the yoke bending the branches, you could also say the other way, that it doesn't apply by a date palm tree, because even if the yoke would bend it, it would still be considered a significant thing if you need ropes to get up to the top. But that's what the Gemara is explaining. Either way, they don't disagree. Rav's talking about by Dikli, they're the criterion of a tree is if you need rope to get up to the top. And the Yen and Gil are talking about by other trees where they're the criterion is if it's strong enough that the ox can't budge and move those branches, so then it's considered a tree. That would be then left out when he says, I'm selling you the field except for these Ilonis.